Hi, Yona. This is Myra with Family First.
Hey, Myra. Two things. I'll go in order. Yesterday, you sent me a message about Sharon Matthew that the caregiver is asking for $18 to $20. Okay?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the name?
Kimberly Sharon Matthew. And the caregiver's name is Irisa Linhart.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
So you sent me a message that she says she's been working for us for a long time and she's requesting a raise to more than we make.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay, so first of all, she's been working for us for almost exactly a year, right?
Okay.
Not really that long, but I don't mind reviewing after a year. Let me just quickly look. She's in Bucks County. She makes $15.25 an hour, and she is working 12:40. She has a 9-hour shift here. She's got a 7.5-hour shift here. 16.5. She's got a 8-hour shift here, 24.5, and she's got a pretty much 12-hour shift here. She works like 36, 37 hours?
Yeah, she works for a patient that has 45 hours per week. So it's 5 hours of overtime.
5 hours of overtime. I mean, there's not much wiggle room here. If she's working 45 hours a week, there's really not much wiggle room here.
Hmm.
Even 16 is a little bit high. Hold on, let me just see the... I'll do the math.
Okay.
Hold on. 16... 40, 640. 4, 5, 5, 4, 6, 40. She's 760 gross at 16. Plus 45 is 67. So our total cost for her is a little over 900. There's not a lot of money in it. She's already making a lot. The most we could pay her is $15.75. That's pretty high. So I could give her $15.75 as of next week. However, like more than that, it's not enough. We'll only be making $40 a week. And after PPE and anything else, it doesn't make sense to have the case at $16 an hour. $15.75 would be the max on this. You can offer her $15.75. If she has a better offer somewhere else, she should take it. Because 18 and 20, there's no home care agency in Pennsylvania that'll pay her that. It doesn't exist. We make $21.52 an hour, and when we pay an aide, we also have to pay payroll taxes and factor in office expenses. You understand?
Yeah.
So she was actually given already a very fair rate. She was already given a fair rate when she started. We tried to give the best rate up front, because Medicaid limits us. There's just not a lot of money. However, if she, I'm upping her as of next week to $15.75. It is the max we can pay her and still make money. Okay?
No problem. I will let
now,
her know.
That's A. Let me just finish putting in her pay rate. $15.75. So that's it. Next, Kake, Tania Kake.
Yes.
Mia Keke, let me give you the full story about her based on the text messages thus far. Okay?
Okay.
Tania, based on the notes and text messages, Tania updated your direct deposit last week through Sarah. Sarah sent her direct deposit link, and she responded to Sarah. She's unable to open it. She sent Sarah a screenshot of a bank account routing information, routing and checking. Sarah put it into ExcelForce. That's where her paycheck went. Now, she reached out to you on Tuesday for a direct deposit link, right?
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, after payroll closed, she asked if we received her new stuff. She never filled out the Cognito form. So her bank information was deposited to the account that she sent to Sarah. Following
okay.
me so far?
Yeah, yeah.
And the information has been verified and checked. It's accurate. And then she sent you a Wells Fargo account. You should be aware. This is a third bank account. We did not have this information yet. So first she wrote to you, I wanted to go to my old account. Then she sent another bank account. And that's where we're holding.
Okay. Okay, so should I ask her to fill out the direct deposit? Of course, I'm going to explain to her that we never received the direct deposit link. So
no, she never completed the form. I'm not sure how she's filling it out or if there's a problem with her phone. Okay. Tell her we get a dozen of them a day, and it works fine, but she has never completed it.
Okay.
Right? Also, if you could gently tell her that she has to make sure that the bank account she's using is hers, or that right, she can't have accounts going into someone else's, she can't have direct deposits going into someone else's account. It's not technically legal, but it's none of our business. We'll send it where she wants us to send it.
Okay.
Right? So, but it should be her account, and she should, right? So I'll put it in if to this third account if she wants, but the money that was sent to the account this week's paycheck, that was sent to the account that she sent to Sarah, right? She gave us that information, and that's where the money went. The money is now there. If it gets returned, then we will, right? If it bounces, then I can reissue it wherever she wants. But if it doesn't get returned, that's where it is. That's it. We
yes.
sent it where she told us to send it. Clear?
Yeah, I did let her know about that. So I'm going to ask her to fill out the link again. And
she should attach, the link has an option to attach documents also. She should attach the screenshot of the bank account as well,
okay.
of whatever bank account she wants. But again, this bank account she sent you yesterday afternoon at 2:19 or whatever it was, right?
Yep. Is different.
And when she wrote to you, did you change it today? And she said, no, I changed it on Tuesday. I told the lady about my account, my new account giving me issues. Right? The lady she's referring to is most likely Sarah, and the most recent text she had with Sarah is last week.
No, we spoke on Tuesday. She did let me know, and I asked her to fill out the link. I also explained
well,
to her that... Yeah.
But she also said a bank account is giving her issues 2 weeks in a row and has given us three bank accounts in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, like, again, her bank's her problem, her bank is her business. But all we can do is send it to the most recent information we have on file. She also never told us don't send it to that account. I could have just canceled direct deposit. We send her a paper check. But I have to send the payroll somewhere. We sent it to the most recent account she had on file.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, every week she's switching? This is the third account in 2 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't do anything wrong here. She needs to fill out direct deposit link properly. And if she wants, ask her, should I stop the other account from going forward? That's fine. But whatever account that is, that's where the money went. You could ask her. She's like, well, I don't have it there. I said, you could ask her, is that your account? right? If it's your account, you got the money. If it's not your account, go ask whoever's account you gave us the information for.
Yeah.
Okay? And if she says, oh, there's a hold on it or the account is closed, if, you can tell her. If the account is closed, we'll receive a bounce back from the bank next week, Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll contact her. If the account is open and she's overdrafted or something, that's not our problem. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Very good. Be gentle, but, you know, again, her banking issues are not our problem.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you so much. I will let her know.
Very good.
Thank you.
Bye.